Learning Spanish for Beginners Podcast, Session 15, Shortcuts to Talk About the Past in Spanish, Part 2. Hi, welcome to a new session of Learning Spanish for Beginners Podcast. In this session, we will learn a few shortcuts to talk about the past in Spanish using the present tense and words related to time to describe things that happened before. Por cierto, by the way, you can get a list with the 100 most common words in spoken Spanish at spanishforajob.com/top words. If you have ever felt overwhelmed with Spanish vocabulary, it's time to focus on the words that are used most often in everyday conversations. Remember, you can get your copy of the list with the 100 most common words in spoken Spanish at spanishforajob.com/top words. Shortcuts to talk about the past in Spanish. If you already know how to conjugate verbs in the present tense, you can use them in conjunction with simple adverbs such as yesterday, tomorrow, or later, as well as simple phrases to talk about the past easily. Let's look at a few examples. First, I'll say the phrase in Spanish, then I'll say it in English, and then I'll say it in Spanish again so you can understand the parts you may have missed. Let's take a look. Yo estudio ayer en casa. I study yesterday at home. Yo estudio ayer en casa. Next example. Yo hablo por teléfono en la mañana antes de venir a la escuela. I speak on the phone in the morning before I come to school. Yo hablo por teléfono en la mañana antes de venir a la escuela. Next one. Yo como en la escuela antes de regresar a casa. I eat at school before coming back home. Yo como en la escuela antes de regresar a casa. Although this is not the way native speakers usually talk, it is a simplified way to refer to events that happened in the past without having to learn several verb conjugations in the past tense. It's a shortcut you can use to express yourself when you're getting started. The important thing is that you have tools you can use to practice as you continue to improve your Spanish. This is not about passing a test, it's about helping you to express yourself so you can improve and have fun as you go along. Now let's go over a list of words that can be useful when talking about the past. First, I'll say the word in Spanish, then in English, and then in Spanish again. Here we go. Antes. Before. Antes. Más temprano. Earlier. Más temprano. Antes de venir aquí. Before coming here. Antes de venir aquí. Antes de ir ahí. Before going there. Antes de ir ahí. En la mañana. In the morning. En la mañana. En la tarde. In the afternoon. En la tarde. En la noche. In the evening. En la noche. Ayer. Yesterday. Ayer. La semana pasada. Last week. La semana pasada. El viernes pasado. Last Friday. El viernes pasado. El mes pasado. Last month. El mes pasado. Hace 6 meses. 6 months ago. Hace 3 días. 3 days ago. Hace 3 días. Hace 2 horas. 2 hours ago. Hace 2 horas. Hace 20 minutos. 20 minutes ago. Hace 20 minutos. Remember, this is a shortcut to get you started so you can express yourself in Spanish. Don't worry too much about speaking perfectly. Focus on being able to communicate and practicing so you can get better with every phrase you say. Now, let's look at a few additional examples. First, I'll say it in Spanish, then in English, and then in Spanish again. Here we go. Yo desayuno antes de venir aquí. I eat breakfast before I come here. Yo desayuno antes de venir aquí. Next one. Gracias, no lo necesito. Yo encuentro mi libro más temprano. Thank you, I don't need it. I find my book earlier. Gracias, no lo necesito. Yo encuentro mi libro más temprano. Yo hablo con Jennifer antes de venir aquí. I talk to Jennifer before coming here. Yo hablo con Jennifer antes de venir aquí. Yo no pienso en eso antes de ir ahí. I do not think about it before going there. Yo no pienso en eso antes de ir ahí. Tengo dolor de cabeza en la mañana.
I have a headache in the morning.
Tengo dolor de cabeza en la mañana. Yo veo un perro bonito ayer.
I see a pretty dog yesterday.
Yo veo un perro bonito ayer. Yo corro en el parque el mes pasado.
I run in the park last month.
Yo corro en el parque el mes pasado. Yo encuentro mis llaves hace 2 horas.
I found my keys 2 hours ago.
Yo encuentro mis llaves hace 2 horas.
If you would like to learn how to talk about the past easily without having to memorize lots of conjugations, you can visit SpanishForYourJob.com/past, where you will find a complete guide to talk about the past in Spanish without having to struggle with the preterite conjugations. To access the complete guide with shortcuts to talk about the past easily, you can visit SpanishForYourJob.com/past.
That's all for now. If you would like to review a text version of these contents, you can access a PDF transcript of this session at learningspanishforbeginners.com/15. Thanks for listening to Learning Spanish for Beginners podcast. If you're enjoying this podcast, please leave a review and let me know what is your biggest challenge when it comes to learning Spanish so I can help you. See you next time. Hasta la próxima.